Hello everyone, and welcome back to Daily Kaylee's 13 Days of Halloween. Tonight's episode is 4 out of 13. I feel like this season is going by a lot faster than previous years. Maybe it's just me, because I am the one sitting down and recording these episodes. But maybe you feel the same way. Tonight's episode is the case of Pauline Pickard. If you have never heard of Pauline, she was a 2-year-old girl who went missing in Brittany in 1922. If you are not aware, Brittany is actually part of modern-day France. They lived in a small village in Brittany, which, like I said, is now part of France. It is in northern France. Their village was called Saint-Roual, and they owned a small farm there in the 1920s. Pauline was discovered missing on April 6, 1922. She went missing from the farm. There were a few suspects, but there was no evidence. They had nothing to go off of. No one had seen Pauline. She was gone. A month after Pauline went missing, there was a girl found in Normandy who was claimed to be Pauline by her family. Her family travels to Normandy to find the girl. They meet her at this hospital, and it is determined that this girl was abandoned. She was dropped off, and the woman who found her outside of her home after she was just dropped off and on the street took her to the hospital, had her checked out, obviously. The woman that found her claimed she had never spoken a word, not to her when she was found, not to anyone as far as she knew. When the girl was found, she was, at the time, in the presence of a mysterious woman dressed in rags. But this woman did not know the girl, according to the woman. She had found her, and that was the end of it. There was a theory that this woman had kidnapped Pauline, and it was a big thing, but that was cleared up very quickly. When the photo of this girl was shown to Pauline's mother, she immediately recognized the girl as her daughter. There was not a doubt in her mind that this was her child. She was ecstatic to be of the idea to be of being reunited with her daughter. Her daughter was alive. On May 7th, basically a month after Pauline went missing, they jump on a train and they head to Normandy. They immediately arrive at the hospital to check out the girl. They were 100% sure this was their daughter. They said that she was thinner than she had been, but that could be cleared up by her being missing for a month. They, however, did not understand why she wasn't speaking, why she didn't recognize them, or why she did not understand the Breton language, which was the language spoken in Brittany that eventually evolved in the French. After just a couple hours with this girl, they began to have their doubts that this was their daughter. However, the public prosecutor urged the family to stay in the hospital with the girl for just one more day, work with the girl, basically pushing the Pickards to be responsible for this child. They stayed for another day. They were questioned by the press, and on May 9th, they left to take the girl home back to the farm. They assured the press this was their daughter. The prosecutor gave this child up to the Pickard family, and they left. That would not happen today, but this was 100 years ago. So, items that the girl had on her body were not identifiable by the Pickards, which is not shocking. There were also other discrepancies that irked the Pickards, but they once again said that could be explained by her being missing. Maybe she had amnesia due to PTSD. They assumed that something terrible had happened to her when she was kidnapped, and that's why she wasn't speaking. She didn't recognize them, all this, and that she would be okay once she got home. Even the girl's doctors told the Pickards that returning home would help the girl recover. One thing that there was no explanation for would be how Pauline ended up in Normandy. That was completely glossed over. It wasn't an issue to the police, to the doctors, anything. After arriving back at the farm, she remained mute. She still didn't speak. Being at the farm did not help the girl in any way. Everyone in town recognized the girl as Pauline. The neighbors, the siblings, her parents, like I said, her grandparents, people in the town, they all recognized her as Pauline. When her parents took her to the abduction area to try to jar her memory, she cried and she was scared, which led them to believe this was indeed Pauline once again. Even the nurses that had accompanied the trip home to France, they were convinced that the girl was home. Like, this, she would be fine. This was Pauline. This was just part of the process. There was a local farmer who visited their home on the 13th of May, and he was the only one who seemed to question if this girl was really home, if she was really Pauline. He, however, went a little crazy. I will touch back on this at the end of the episode. But this farmer, he was 49 years old, and they called him Ive Martin. After questioning if the little girl was really back, like, is it really her? He then cried out, "God help me, I'm guilty. God is right, I'm the culprit," in French. And then he ran off, started laughing hysterically, and then was eventually admitted to a psychiatric hospital. I will touch back on this at the end of the episode. Don't forget that piece of information. Now, 3 weeks after Pauline supposedly arrived home, so nearly 2 months after she initially went missing, a body was found near the Pickard's farm. In late May of 1922, a cyclist found the body maybe 1,000 meters, maybe even 500 meters from the farm. This body was of a toddler, a little girl around the age of 2, Pauline's age. Everyone in the village heard about this. They all came to see the body. The Pickards came to see the body. Like I said, it was very close to their farm. This body was found in a ditch that had been thoroughly searched after Pauline initially disappeared. It was confirmed by government officials, the police. It had been searched. There was nothing there. This body was placed after the search was over, and it is believed that this body was placed after Pauline supposedly returned home. The little girl's body was completely naked. She was decapitated, and she was missing her hands and her feet. Next to the body was the skull of a fully grown man, which suggested that there was a second victim. He was never identified. His face was almost completely devoured by foxes. Nearby to the little girl's body and the man's skull were a pair of pants, socks, and a dress. These clothes were neatly folded and arranged. However, they were bloodstained and dirty. The Pickard family confirmed that these were Pauline's, and these were the clothes she was wearing the day she disappeared. Within 2 days, it was certain that this was the body of Pauline. It was not confirmed, but everyone believed this was her body, including Pauline's father, even though he was the one who vehemently claimed Pauline was home. Everyone was confused because of how similar this other girl was to Pauline. It was just a mess. It was very, very confusing. An autopsy was done on this little girl's body. It was determined that the cause of death was most likely accidental due to being exposed in the elements, pretty much. However, she had a stab wound in her groin, which was about 1 centimeter in length and 2 centimeters deep. Because of this, they investigated this as a murder. But then they were leaning towards accidental death, like I said. It was never 100% conclusive. And like I said, there were a few suspects during the disappearance, but all of their alibis checked out, and there were no murder suspects, if that makes sense. They never identified the man, the skull that was found next to her. And that is where Pauline's story ends. The lookalike was sent back to Normandy. Because of this bizarre case, she had a lot of interest in families that wanted to adopt her. One peculiar aspect of this case is that within a few weeks, a little over a month, she began to speak full sentences, which she had not done previously, and she used the Breton language, which made no sense if she was not from Brittany, and she was indeed from Normandy. It was just so bizarre. Like I said, although a lot of people were interested in adopting her, it never happened. She was officially named Marie-Louise Pauline by the Civil Court of Normandy, and she was placed in the care of an orphanage. However, she died from measles less than 2 years later. And that is the last we ever hear of Pauline or Marie Louise. I hope you liked this episode, and I will see you guys in a couple days. Bye, guys.